In Germany, the economy is booming in stark contrast to other European countries. For Germany, the problem isn't a lack of jobs. Many companies say they can't find enough skilled workers for all the jobs they have. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
At a recent job fair inside a 1920s-era glass and metal exhibition hall on the outskirts of Dresden, the frantic ones weren't the job seekers so much as the companies worried about finding enough workers to fill key posts.
It is fully packed and very busy, but that's a very good problem to have, right?
Hans-Jürgen Neufing is a senior recruiter at Global Foundries, a Silicon Valley-based semiconductor supply firm with European headquarters here in Dresden. Neufing says his company is busy looking to hire some 1,500 people, including engineers and technicians for its Dresden plant, as well as manufacturing centers in Singapore and upstate New York.
We are hiring a very significant number of positions, and we had to adapt our efforts, our recruiting strategies, to this amount of new employees coming on board, right? Especially in Germany, we are seeing a great boom right now. So overall outlook for the economy and the semiconductor business is great.
It's not just global companies that are hiring here. A centerpiece of the German industrial economy are its Mittelstand firms, often mid-size, highly specialized companies that are usually family-owned and run. Trumpf is one such company. They produce industrial cutting and welding machines that help make everything from VW car parts to surgical tables and washing machine drums. Half of Trumpf's 8,000 employees are in Germany. 19-year-old Patrick Wiedemann wears a neatly pressed shirt and dress pants, his hair slicked back with gel. He's finishing a technician apprenticeship with Trumpf. He takes up his full-time job with them next year. Wiedemann is almost gleefully optimistic, despite the fact that most of the rest of Europe is still slowly emerging from the worst recession in a generation. I'm not in the slightest bit worried about the future, he says. I have absolute faith that my company will look after me. Crises happen, he adds, but machines will always need building. Armin Laschet is with the Christian Democratic Union Party in the state of North Rhine-Westphalia. He's chairman of a newly formed national working group of high-level German political and business leaders who are calling for the government to move quickly to adopt a more business-friendly immigration policy.
We need 70,000 engineers, for instance.
Temporary restrictions on immigrant workers from EU member states in Eastern Europe expired on May 1st. But Laschet says that's hardly enough. Non-EU citizens face huge hurdles. Currently, most non-EU citizens have to be earning the equivalent of nearly $90,000 in order to qualify for a work visa. That rule disqualifies all but a small percentage of foreign skilled workers. The working group wants to lower the minimum income barrier and ease other restrictions. But Laschet recognizes that when it comes to immigration in Germany, not all hurdles are with laws and regulations.
Germany has to change. We have still discrimination. We have not the diversity we need. And I think this is what the German people, what the German state has to learn. Diversity is richness, and we need different cultures in our country.
Meantime, labor union officials charge that overall, recent German government efforts to deregulate and liberalize the employment market have led to a kind of Americanization of the job market. Real wages are stagnant. Dirk Herschel is chief economist at Germany's largest service sector trade union, Verdi.
The quality of jobs changed dramatically in the way that we have what we call precarious employment in Germany. So we are talking about temporary jobs, jobs that are not connected to the social security system. 7 million people in Germany are working for less than 8 euros in Germany per hour. We have the second biggest low-wage sector behind the U.S.
Herschel says the government could do a lot more at home to boost job quality and employment. He'll have time to get his point across. The high-level working group on immigration reform isn't due to present its proposal to Parliament until October. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.